So when we did have the puck, we weren't willing to. I thought we were forechecking really passive. The odd time we did get a rush, we had no middle lane drive. So I thought those were areas that were real evident from the bench.
Do you like seeing some emotion from Jonathan there, Smarts, in the second period, Jonathan Gloves, and maybe from Hines? Is that just out of frustration, or is that trying to motivate or trying to get some?
Yeah, I think there was some frustration, and I didn't see how it started. I was following the play, and I came to it late. And so I think there was some frustration, and then just maybe trying to fire up his team, probably.
I'm talking about special teams. You guys have had special teams really well, I think, over the start of the season, being 11th and 8th in respective categories. How do you guys look to maybe build off that? Is that something you guys felt you did okay tonight a little bit on the PK or power play?
No, it was their power play owned us, which they did the last night, on Sunday when we were in there. We talked about we went over our penalty killing. We had a long meeting on it this morning. We saw what the breakdowns we've had in the last two games. A big part of it has been clears. And the very first kill, about 15 seconds into it, we have an easy puck to get down the ice. We decide to hold on to it. They take it off. We get it off as at the blue line, come back in, and then we're stuck in our zone for 45 seconds as they're peppering away. When you get tired on the penalty kill, all you can do is get in shot lane and collapse and protect the middle, protect down low. But that just gave them life. I seen right off of that. They just built off of that, and so we got a lot of work to do on our special teams. We got the one power play goal, but I haven't liked these last two or three games. Our special teams haven't been good enough. We'll have to spend some time on it tomorrow.
All right, thanks, James.
Thank you.